So how's your Rolling Loud experience going? Were you here last year? Is this
no,
the first
I did
time?
Like two Rolling Louds. I'm so excited to be at the one in Miami. I think it's my first Miami win.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did the other ones. I'm excited.
How's it going though? Are you rolling loud or are you rolling balls? What are you doing?
What? What you mean?
Off the Molly?
I'm high of life.
Dude, Rolling Loud should do an EDM edition and call it Rolling Balls. How have I never thought of that before?
Whoa.
Wow, we're cutting that.
Adam is crazy.
Adam is crazy.
Brady R.
You're crazy too, though. Since I last saw you, you went from a doll to a brat. Let's hear it.
First of all, a brat is a doll. I just named the type of doll that I was. It was like, okay, we got all the little, you know, the category, we got like this, the little wave of the dolls.
Yes.
Okay, I love everybody. So it's like, okay, I'm gonna separate myself from them. So I just named the type of dog I was. And I was like, I'm aging the brat. So it won't be like, okay, this dog, the same name. So basically I'm not afraid to be creative and, you know, step outside the box, start new waves, start new trends. It was just fun to me just to, like, you know, do that. It was so much going on with the names and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, let me just spice it up, make everything fun. So it won't be too serious.
Give me an example of your brattiness though.
Oh, I'm a brat. Okay, look, say I'm so cool. Everybody probably think I'm mean. I'm the coolest person on earth. So, like, okay, Self is like somebody that's rude to my people. I get mad. I'm a brat. Like, I was just in Japan, and then a guy who was shooting the video, he was being so rude to everybody. It was like, you know, that was in the van. I was like, yo, I'm finna turn into a brat. He was like, oh. I'm like, yeah, I'm finna turn into a brat because you playing with my people too close.
Is it really like that, though? Because I feel like everybody in Japan is so friendly.
He wasn't from Japan. He was with us. Japan is so friendly. I love Japan so much. I want everybody to know, like, when people was trying to say, like, your name, you're not Asian. When I went to Japan.
I just realized why it's important you went there.
Yo, I walked up. These girls was dressed fully like me. Diamonds on their face. Asian doll, they love me. It's
really?
Like, I walk the streets and as my skin color and you know, wearing they like the chopsticks in my head and you know their culture, nobody never looked at me funny. Nobody never like what? You know, everybody loved me.
You could walk around there and be like 10 feet tall and they wouldn't look
twice
at you.
But yeah, when you're in the United States of America, they get to talk about you ain't this, you ain't that, you ain't, I'm.
What was the, but overall, what was your experience in Japan? Do you feel like it changed you a little bit as a person?
No, it changed me as a person. It made me realize who the fuck I am. I'm in that bitch, period. Bitch, I'm in Japan. Yeah, stop playing with me. And then at the same time, it just made me see the world. Like, I'm from like, you know, a small town. Mm-hmm. I'm from Dallas, Texas. And it's just for me to go to Japan and just see, be on a 16-hour flight and land, it's a different type of world. It just made me want to just inspire me just to keep going and just keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to do more experiences and go to everywhere else. The world is so big. It's so different. I was sitting there. You know how people probably think the food in Japan is nasty. It's so good. Like, all them different type of flavors. It's so good. I'm just so appreciative to that I can do that. And I got diehard fans who make everything happen.
Definitely.
For sure. Hey. But they love me over there. So I want y'all to know, y'all can't try to say why y'all ain't Asian. They love me. They ain't complaining.
Well, it's good to know you got a cosign. We got to do China next. Find out what China, the communists think.
I was everywhere, yo. I was drinking sake. I was drunk. I was at the table with them. We was just laughing. They were teaching me their language.
You were off the sake.
I was off the sake. I took like four. I had like, they got these little, like this size.
Right.
I had 40s.
For sure.
For sure.
Tell me about the state of 1017. How's it going? You got the double necklace. Very rare cosign.
When
right
I signed, I got the double necklace with the Urban Links on my shit.
Right.
1017 is going good. I love 1017. I love everybody. I'm the only female. I love Gucci. I love Keisha. I'm not the only female. Keisha, too.
Yeah. Have you met Keisha a bunch of times? What? Or what's that like?
That's my mother.
Really?
That's my mom, yes.
That sounds so adorable.
She's grooming me, like, to become, you know, a woman. And me being in this industry, and it's, like, full of males. And then me, I used to act like a little boy. I was a girl. I dress like a girly girl. But I used to act like a boy, y'all. I used to be talking like a boy, acting like a boy. I'd be around all the rappers. I'd be acting like a boy. So with her, she's just teaching me, you know what I'm saying, like, stuff to being a woman. Like, my mama's, like, not around right now. But Keisha is definitely that figure. Like, she's, you know, helping me, talking to me, really patient with me, don't judge me, no side eye, no type of, you know, no negative nothing. Like, she's just dope, and I'm just so appreciative. With Gucci, too. Gucci talks to me, sit me down. I done chilled out a lot since I signed. Everybody can see that, because it's just like.
You were like the old Gucci.
Yeah.
Beating motherfuckers up with a pool
stick.
We didn't have
guidance, so Gucci got better when he started getting around, you know, good people. So right now, I'm around great people. I got great management. I have a great label. I have dope friends. I have a great hairstylist. I'm just doing my thing, you know what I'm saying?
The hairstylist goes everywhere with you?
My hairstylist go everywhere with me. He slay me. Yeah, every day. I get my hair done every day, y'all.
That's amazing. Hey, you know, I was just seeing, because the Shag is like the big guy haircut in Dallas, right?
Yeah, how you know?
Because I'm friends with TK.
Okay.
Shout out my boy 10K.
Shout out to 10K. Yep, the Shag is dope. growing up, you grew up with a shag or a little box, mohawk. That's what they wear. But shags is like the like Yella Beezy, they rap.
Yeah.
You always want to see Yella Beezy with a shag. That's what we do. That's like a.
Cause you know Ezra. I seen Ezra with the Mexican dude version of the shag last night. He got it. It's like poking out and back.
That's
and
I'm not thinking, a shag. That's something else. A shag, you gotta have a little fro in the back, right. Little cut at the top, little edge up. That's Dallas for you.
Yeah, Dallas is going crazy right now. I feel
I'm
like
so
you're
proud.
You're part of a movement. There's a whole
I'm
bunch of heat coming out of there.
I'm part of the whole, not even just Dallas, the Texas movement. Since the beginning, since I ever put my first rap out, I've always been Texas, Texas, Texas. I used to be in around so many artists and so many celebrities. I used to be like, you know, like laugh, like, oh, you from Texas? You from, you know, they think immediately cows and shit. No, I demanded that shit. I put us on the map. Like, I was not playing, like, Texas is here.
I couldn't really see you working on the farm.
I never been seen a farm. I'm telling y'all, don't believe what, on the movies, they got us fucked up. Because we do not be on a motherfucking farm. Texas is the biggest state in America, first of all. So you gotta think about it. Dallas is like a dot, and then Houston, we the cities. We like the big cities. Like, everybody else is country. We the city. Like, we got the downtown. We got all the stuff that's going on, like the good hotels, we the best.
If I was in Dallas and I hit you up and I said, I need weed and I need lean, what are you going to tell me?
I'd be like, okay, they finna pull up on you right now. That's
you got it like that?
Got what? We the home of the lean, first of all. We the home of the lean. We all know about the home of the weed, but we got that shit.
Well, hey, there you go. All right, so you just been traveling like nonstop. Do you get homesick?
Yeah, and see, I was in Japan. It was like, okay, say right now, it's darker now, right now, out here. It's probably like not even 1 o'clock, probably like early, like 8 o'clock in the morning. It's different. So I don't get homesick, I just get tired. Super tired, I'm a super hard-working
person.
Jet lag.
You go to Japan, the jet lag will kick your ass.
It will kick your ass. You might want to stay in Japan for like a month. If you're going to go, don't go for like a couple of days. Go for a month or some weeks, you know, but don't go for a day.
Is there anybody who's performing at Rolling Loud that you were excited to see?
I'm excited to see Chief Keef. I'm excited to see Lil Uzi. I'm excited to see who else? Megan. I'm excited to see Tay Money. She probably performed already. Fuck. Shout out Tay Money. I'm excited to see everybody from Texas. Everybody. Lil Baby. Everybody here. I'm just so happy to be a part of the whole thing, the whole movement. I feel like right now. This wave, like, it's just so much fun for all the new artists and all the artists coming up. We have so much fun. Like, it's a blessing to be in this, you know, to just be in this atmosphere and all of us just coming together. Like, I'm just walking around, just seeing people. Like, I seen, what's his name? Not Key Glock, Glock 9, the one that's, Cash Money.
Yep.
I see him, like, what's up? You know, I'm just talking to everybody, so I'm excited to just, you know.
It's like Instagram came to real life backstage.
Yeah, it's like everybody see each other, like, oh, this bitch bad in person.
Yeah. You also see girls at Rolling Loud that look like the Explore page, which is kind of wild.
They got
some good doctors out here.
Shout out to all my bitches who, no.
Yeah, you came up a lot this year.
We're a girlfriend.
Right,
he's talking crazy. What's her name?
She came up a couple years ago.
What? She did?
Lana. Yeah. Hers
Lana. He's crazy.
All right. Hey, yo, tell me about the music you're working on, the project that's supposed to be coming out this year and shit.
Okay, I just dropped my project May 3rd. It's called Unfuckwittable. That shit is so crazy. I got Stunt on her, P&B Mean on her. I got Lil Durk. I got Smokey Margiela. I got so much shit. I got some shit with Fur coming. Polo G. I got more songs with Durk.
Polo G.
Little TJ. T-Grizzly.
Two songs with T-Grizzly.
I got some shit with Me Ferg in Young Miami. I got some shit. And it's crazy because, like, my label not holding it. It's just me. I'm like, nah. I want everybody to do their thing, do their shit, because when I come, I'm coming.
Agent Doll bringing so much fucking energy to the game. You ever, off the Adderall or anything? Is this all natural?
I'm high of life. I got ADHD in real life. You don't hear my songs?
I know, but I'm just wondering, is this like full natural? I got a Monster Energy over here, so that's how I can explain it.
You will only catch me turned down if I'm at home. No, matter of fact, look, if I'm at home, my label, I swear to God, I would call my label. I'd be like, please give me studio time, do something. I cannot be, you know, I can't sit still. Like,
see, that's how we know you're going to be a winner. You got that workaholic gene in you.
Don't do drugs, y'all. Just be high of life. Have fun. Live your life.
Hey, Asian Doll is good influence. Everybody at home right now watching this video, you're thinking like, I should go to the gym. I should go get some money. I should get off YouTube. Go do something.
Go get do something. Get the fuck off YouTube. Do something.
Like and subscribe.
Hold on, my young bitches. Oh, yeah. Shout out to all my young bitches, all my bitches in the hood, all my young girls, all my twins, all my supporters. Keep going, because y'all seen what I ain't have nothing, and I started from nothing. Look, I'm at now. So I just want to tell all y'all from the bottom of my heart, I do this for us, dark-skinned girls, pretty-ass girls, all color, all race. Keep doing your shit, and fuck these niggas. Take everything. And if you don't want to give it to you, go get your own shit. Don't cry. Get your own shit.
That way.
That way.
Huge, huge thanks to Asian for coming through. I appreciate you so much. Hey, thank you for not trying to fade my girlfriend either. That would have been kind of weird.
Tell her to come.
Lena.
Lena.
Let's harass her real
she
quick.
Fine.
Oh, shit. This just got jazzed up a little bit.
About me.
Get over here.
I just got asked if I was a rapper for the first time in my life.
If you're a rapper.
She whatever she want to be.
Man, you guys look amazing together. Look at this.
Yeah,
this.
Look at the picture.
You look like you guys got styled together to come as a
babe,
group.
Neon is in.
This is the new Claremont twins.
What's up?
Claremont
what's
twins.
Up?
What's up?
Asian the brat and Lena the brat.
Yeah, the brat. I'm such a brat. Thanks.
So for those who don't know. They got into it a little bit in my Instagram comments.
No, we didn't. Look. Okay, y'all, I was joking. Adam, no. Like, Adam, first of all, I don't like white boys anyways. I like.
Oh, no.
I like savages.
I love the black
like
women
he's not
of this
white,
world.
Though, I swear.
I know, but that's your type. See, mine. It probably would scare me if he packed that big, too.
Wait, what?
It probably would scare me if he packed that big. You say he packed big?
He does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For
see,
a white guy.
That's y'all. I like savages. I like hood boys. And I was joking. I was trolling. This is my first troll. Y'all, I don't chase clout. I'm lit, period, bitch. So I don't chase clout. So I was coming on Adam shit. I was like, what the fuck did I say?
I forget,
you
but
act
we,
like you're a side bitch.
We had a little, yeah, yeah.
I was like,
I remember.
I was like, you don't never answer the phone when you with her. It went dumb. And it was like thousands of comments. Everybody was like, you a side bitch, you a side. I'm like, yo.
It got hyped up by the fans, though, because your fans and her fans were both going to war in the
See,
comments.
I'm not used to that. I was like, wait, in my mind, I was like, is she really? I was, for a second, it went there. I was like, what?
I'm a committed man.
He's a committed man. And ever since I know him, he's been respectful. He's always, and then look, this is the first person who's never, ever, like, asked me about drama shit. He always asked me, like, how you doing? What's going on? He's never asked me about
what
no type
guy.
Of drama.
Hey, no, I appreciate you because you never walked out on an interview with me.
Oh, I would never. Y'all bitches better, y'all gonna do that shit. You better be ready to answer
all
the question.
All the shade.
Oh my God, yo. But you guys, I feel like next time you do a video in LA, can I get Elena to plug a cameo?
Oh my God.
Yes,
I'm gonna have to practice on my twerk.
You a
I want her to be the leading lady,
just
really.
Just stand there.
Just stand up.
Just stand there.
All right.
Get your shit, yeah.
Yo, let me get this story post. Hey, we out here.
We out here with my girlfriend. We don't
what's
even
up, know. Adam? Oh, hello.
Yo, wherever I go. Look, don't they look beautiful together?
We do. Look.
We do.
We
look
like we got to flick up. Hey.
I love you.
All right.
Wow.
Ladies, stick together.
It's already hot, but I'm getting more
this
hot.
World is aimed against you. This world is set up against you, ladies.
It is. And y'all need to stop
support
being on Instagram.
Other.
Yeah, support each other and stop being on Instagram storing shit, because y'all know I was just playing. I don't want him.
I'm glad I got trolled for once in my life so that I can know that it like that people do it. Because you know, I always heard about trolling, but no one ever did it to me.
I always heard about trolling.
That was my first shot. That's crazy, because that was my first time trolling. I said, let me try it. That's crazy. I've never did anything for clout. I said, let me try. And
you
I
tried
did
to go
it.
6'9".
And it went, yo, in minutes, it went. I texted him, I'm like, yo, you should got to know I'm playing. He was like, no, she don't. I was like, hell no. I was scared to face him. I'm like, nah, I'm just let it die down.
It's also why I was confused, because I know you're not the type to do that.
I'm
so
not.
That's why I was like,
I'm a gangster.
This is weird, you know?
Yes, it was my first troll. Oh my God.
And that's how it happened. That's how I learned about trolling.
Now I'm sitting here with Mrs. and Mr.
Yep. This is our daughter, if anything.
Yeah, if anything.
Yeah, we're raising her up. We're,
no,
we're,
not daughter. We're, not I gotta daughter. Be y'all.
Surrogate mother.
Yeah.
All right.
Lena's like, no, I want to carry it.
Her abs. I think she should keep them.
Oh, my. I got abs.
You got abs sitting
I think
down.
I think
no
I'm
Facetune.
You have abs sitting down.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's crazy.
See, this is all real. No Facetune.
No face. I look better in person. Uh-huh.
No makeup. Hashtag no makeup.
Oh, yeah. We no makeup.
Shout out James Charles.
I'm just doing shows no makeup.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you guys for coming on. This has been a
Thank
really
you.
Amazing experience. I feel much more in touch with my feminine side, feminine energy right now. I feel like I'm at the Lilith Fair.
We so blessed to have Adam in this shit. Coolest boy ever. Coolest interviewer ever. I'm just so happy with
that
the
means
culture.
So much.
He's so hip. He turned people up and all that. Gave me my interview, like, just like asked me dope questions, really put my music out there. Posting, you know, I'm just appreciative to everything. I'm so glad we got somebody like you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a good guy. You blessed. Thank you. That's good. And then you like, you really for the culture, like you really help a lot of artists, like a lot of artists, like a lot.
I'm trying. We got to do a show in Dallas.
Yeah, for sure.
No jumper show in Dallas.
Yeah, we do.
You gotta play?
Gotta do that shit.
Just like that. It's
coolest
done.
Coolest guy in the world. Coolest history. You're going to be a legend, bro. Are you ready?
I appreciate that so much. Wow, you're gassing me up.
You can't even get on YouTube without saying every artist with an interview.
He's been walking around tonight like, man, Asian DeBrasse is so many good things. He's been walking around all tall like, yeah.
And you're going to walk around like, that's my man.
Asian doll thinks I'm the man. We out here. Yeah. Excuse me, DeBrasse. Yeah. All right. I appreciate you, girls.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye.